bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Harris, 833-212. I got too many Harrises in here. I forgot who I was. Hey, by the way, I want to remind you, Truth Summit 2025, our second annual, is coming up on November 15th, presented by 1MKE and Thrive on King. That's Saturday, November 15th, located at Thrive on King, 2153 North of Martin Luther, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Drive here in Milwaukee. It'll be doors open at 9:30, run from 10 till about 1 o'clock, and we're going to have some panelists. We're going to be really talking about high chair to higher education, rebuilding Milwaukee's educational pipeline, getting some kids in school. I got Dr. Terrence Robinson, superintendent of West Allis West Milwaukee School District, and Dr. Brenda Caselius, superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools. I got suburban. I got city. There's no reason why we can't talk about how we're going to make Milwaukee and Milwaukee County better. We've also got the health divide. We've got some things out to other medical doctors to see who can come in, and we're going to talk to join a good friend of mine, Dr. Mark Kennedy. He's a gastroenterologist and transplant hepatologist with Aurora Healthcare, so at Aurora Advocate Health. So we're going to be talking about those things, those two disparities, those two issues. I believe if we can just correct those in our community, we will be great. 833-212-1017 is the number. Y'all been cutting up in the talking text line. That's y'all, Ronnie Ray, real. Come on now. Be nice. But Kwanda's right. Pay attention to your body. And Kwanda, she doesn't have all the time because we have time constraints here. So quit it. But. Sincere Runnery Real said, facts I remember asking my mom about, mom growing, about things I saw when it came to women, and she'll say to me, that's women's problems. But there are problems, too, because we need the women in our lives. So we have to make sure that we keep up with those types of things. We have to make sure that we understand and know that those types of things are really going to impact us.
Number five.
From Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, JS Online, Brewers are the underdogs. Are they? Dodgers say they aren't really falling for it because they know, right? Under the radar subplot of just about every Major League postseries is the battle between the teams, and everybody talks about, we're an underdog, but we're going to do it. Milwaukee has been playing phenomenal baseball. They needed to lose those two games. That put them back on track. What say you? You think they're going to pull it off?
The offense has to be impeccable. They're obviously going against a juggernaut. You know, they got Shohei. They have
with the biggest payroll, $350 million in baseball.
And it's worth every penny. It just really comes down to the bullpen. If they can get some good quality innings out of some guys that start early, and if the offense right. follows, you know, home field advantage is everything. So swept them in the regular season, but that means nothing now.
FanGraphs gives the Brewers 29.1% chance of beating the Dodgers. What say you?
David versus Goliath. I think if we can win the games at home, I feel good right. When we have to go to L.A. If we can take these two at home and then go to L.A. and, you know, steal one, so be it.
But, you know, the weird thing about it is that in the end, it really comes down to your bullpen.
It does.
And I'm saying this because I'm not from here. I support the Brewers 110% because they don't play my White Sox. I have not seen a bullpen as good as that.
It was phenomenal. Game five was everything.
They came out and like, oh, you can't do it? Okay, you do it.
No, yeah.
And Uribe yeah. didn't panic. I got two runs on base. I got the winning run at the plate, and he struck him out. I'm like, hey, it doesn't get any better than that.
No, yeah, I'm excited again. It's good to see the city buzzing because
yep.
It obviously the team has been very successful for the last couple of years, but they haven't made a run like this in forever. And it's good for all people, young, old, in between, to see, you know, what Brewers baseball really can be.
And I think it'll reignite baseball. And I think they made some really good changes. The changes they made in baseball, like the pitcher actually throwing the ball within a certain amount of time, because it was taken forever. Like, what are we doing, dude? Like, this is. And so now I think it'll be great. So I think the Brewers will take the two games. If they split the home games, I don't know.
It gets a little scary.
But I also know that if they lose the first game, I've seen them turn up the fire and just demolish other teams. I think they lost the games just prior to playing the Dodgers. Unfortunately, that made the Dodgers lose the entire series. But that's the type of fire they're going to need. So.
Absolutely. It's a strategy thing as well. If the game is closer, there's more arms that need to be used because everything yep. is situational, whether it's lefty right. versus righty or
right.
people who are kind of in slumps. So I think the thing is if they can tire out the Dodgers bullpen, they can get some starters out of there early, get guys, you know, to maybe throw 3 to 4 and give up a couple runs, then it works in their advantage later into the series. It's kind of a give and take thing.
I got a dumb question. And that's my last question.
But I might have an answer.
But it's not my last dumb one. Can you bring a pitcher back in after you take him out?
You cannot. They cannot re-enter the game.
Oh. Oh, well. Thank you.
Anytime.
Just ruined my day.
Number 4.
WISN.com, a chaotic overnight police chase and shootout in West Allis ended at a Wauwatosa Church parking lot this morning. Police say no one was hurt, but multiple rounds were fired during the pursuit. Began around 1 a.m. when officers responded to a suspicious activity call on South 70th near Madison, and a caller reported a white SUV and it's with its lights off blocking their car in a parking lot. Officers came, SUV went, no headlights, chase, all that fun stuff. They deployed stop sticks near 84th and Greenfield, punctured the tires. But guess what they did? They kept driving into Wauwatosa, stopped near Glenview and Wisconsin Avenue, and the parking lot of St. Jude's Church and School. Police arrested, you ready for this? A 26-year-old woman from West Allis and a 20-year-old man from Oak Creek. See, that's what I'm talking about. Equal opportunity crime. Women not doing it.
Number 3.
This from JS Online. So we've got so many things that are happening right now. I don't know if you heard, Trump has threatened a new 100% tariff on China. He wants to talk to them and force them into having a conversation. But how would this affect Wisconsin's economy? How will it affect it? The new tariff would add 30% to the 30% tariff that they already have already imposed on China's exports, amounting to a total tariff of 130%. So that means that prices will be 130% more. So if it costs a dollar, it's going to cost you $2.30. To get it. So we don't know when it'll take effect. They said November, but we don't know when that's going to happen. They're going to be talking, and we're going to have to be careful, and we're going to have to be watchful, because in a minute, I don't know if we're going to be able to, order things on Amazon.
Number two.
This from WISN.com. Lanes were reopened about 10:15 last night. Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office says several shell casings were found, and incident is still under investigation. I-94 between 25th and 13th Street were closed, as the Sheriff's Office said they were canvassing the area because they had a report of shots fired. Are people really being more sensitive to each other? Are they really taking the time to, understand what's really going on in the world? Because now we get mad at everything. And I don't know. I don't really get it.
Number one.
From CBS News. Oh, hang on. This isn't the story I wanted to do. Let me click. And this one. So this I don't understand. Well, I guess I got two number ones, so you could put number one back in. I'm going to have two number ones, because this from CBS 58. We're learning new details about the murder of a Milwaukee woman reportedly beaten to death with a rock by her own daughter. It happened this past Sunday, yesterday, near 23rd and Ramsey. According to court documents, the victim was trying to get away from her daughter in the past. Carrie Zittel, 64, had a restraining order and a no-contact order from 2018 to 2022 against her 29-year-old daughter. Court documents, CBS 58, found that her daughter had a history of violent tendencies toward her mother and her husband, who had reportedly been struck and threatened by their daughter. Well, according to a search warrant on Sunday, Vattel called 911 at 2:06 p.m. stating her daughter, who we are not naming yet because she has not been charged, was being violent. What does that tell you? White female daughter. When police arrived 14 minutes later, they found Zittel with severe trauma to her head and brain matter visible, covered in blood. She was pronounced dead a few minutes later. They arrested the daughter, covered in what they believed to be the victim's blood. She had beaten her to death with the rock. So we talk about these types of mental health issues going on, but what could the mother have done in order to protect herself? What could the mother have done in order to make sure that she was safe? Well, I don't know, but if we can't trust our children, who can we trust?
Number one.
For my second number one in a row from CBS 58, Milwaukee Police Department released dash camera video showing the moments leading up to the fatal shooting of Elijah Wilkes. Wilkes was shot on October 9th by an officer who was off duty at the time near 49th and Mill. Police Chief Jeffrey Norman said the off-duty officer was on his way to work, was involved in a minor vehicle accident with another person. An altercation ensued, according to police, and the officer was reportedly hit in the face with a gun by the other driver, resulting in an exchange of gunfire in which the officer fatally shot the man. Well, dash cam video from the officer's vehicle shows the incident unfold. In it, Wilkes is seen driving in the right lane on Mill Road when he drifts into the left lane and cuts the officer off, causing a slight collision. They both pull over, and both men are walking in front of the officer's vehicle. That's when Wilkes is seen pulling out a gun and hitting the officer across the face. The full video is on the website at CBS 58. Wilkes' family held a news conference following the shooting and said, after reviewing the video, the shooting was justified.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Cherie Harris, Carla Harris, Julia Means, Bonnie Anderson, everybody here. Everybody just taking over my show, so I'm going to go somewhere and sit out. They even said, Quanda said, Mrs. Carla Harris, you have all the time in the world. I'm like, no, she don't. It's my show. And all them sponsors going to be like, where's my commercial? And I'm going to be like, ask Carla. That's not going to fly. Then I'll be sitting at home with her every day from 4 to 6 because I won't have a show. She'll be like, why didn't you tell me? But anyway, people are saying Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yes, it is.
So,
yes, it is.
Thank you, people.
Whatever.
Okay. Can we?
No, we can't get back to it. I got to harass y'all some more. I got to harass you all because this is something. And all seriousness, this is something that's very important. Mm-hmm. By the way, on the chat, this is called Study Hall.
Mm. Study Hall. Okay.
So when y'all come to Study Hall, y'all got to bring all y'all knowledge and information. So you know, that's what y'all got.
Study Hall. Okay.
So at some point, how do we get people to really understand that? I don't want to say it's easy to cure or it's easy to, but to detect it is fairly simple. But you all talked about it, you know, how do you get people to go and younger? How do you let them know? Do you have to go to high school or middle school to start getting kids to understand the importance of going to the doctor? I mean, like, how do you get to the point where the 30-year-old understands and knows, hey, boop, I just turned 30. Let me start going to the doctor every year. Or when they graduate from college. Or I mean, I don't know. How do you do that?
We hope that they are getting it from their parents.
But they're not.
But that's why we're talking about we have to change our techniques and do something different. We would do programs and flyers and all of that. But they're not necessarily coming to those programs.
Right.
They are using their phones. So we have to change our tactics.
Okay.
We really do. But can I just talk about one little thing?
It's on you now.
Thank you. Okay. Julia, we talked about flu shots and mammograms, or COVID shots and mammograms. What did we learn during COVID?
We learned during COVID that if you got your COVID shot, and got a mammogram
close together,
mm-hmm. you will have positive nodes enlargement, mm-hmm. right. which will
false positive
have a false can be false positive.
Yes, that mm-hmm. will lead you to an ultrasound and more
and that fear
and fear
anxiety.
And anxiety mm-hmm. and more testing
right and that then, you may or may not need
right.
So keep in mind to keep those
vaccines
apart from getting your mammogram. Mm-hmm. Don't do it in a week. Try to get everything done.
So I have a quick question. So what kind of schedule should I be on then? I'm a woman, mm-hmm. and it's January. What does my year look like? Do I, you know, when do I decide, okay, I got to get my mammogram, I have to get this done, I have to get that done, I have to have my annual checkup, mm-hmm. I have to have, like, what does a year in a woman's life look like, and at what age?
Let me just start with saying that you get an annual mammogram wherever you go. You're usually, number one, going to get a reminder letter.
Starting at what age?
40.
Okay.
40. And at that point, you're getting it every year. And it does move down the calendar a little bit sometimes as you schedule. But you usually will get a reminder. But you put it on your own calendar as well, whatever mm-hmm. month that is that you know that you need your mammogram. I tend to forget, but the letters help.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The letters mm-hmm. help get you know, reminding you.
Because like
it's
Bonnie
time.
Said, you get busy, you're doing mm-hmm. stuff, you're mm-hmm. working, kids. Okay.
Absolutely. And you always keep up with where you're going. Try to go to the same place every mm-hmm. year because they compare the year prior to the current mammogram that you're having. So that's important. That's why they ask a lot of questions. And some women don't like all of that and trying to remember where their last mammogram was. But that's important. That comparison is vital to keep you from having to get additional testing that you may not need.
So does HIPAA help with that or being having access to the medical bureau? Like, like right now, if I got if I moved to Arizona or Washington State, my medical records go with me, so they'll know.
Well, not necessarily. No, you have to request your medical records from your doctor, or if you have of a system like just for me example, my chart, it's in there. Right. And your history, your medical history is in there, and you can request those records from the nurse.
And it's portable, so I can just give my doctor access. Because that's what I did. I just simply gave my doctor access, and they got everything.
Give them permission or the paperwork, and they'll fill it out. Okay. That's their job.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to talk about resources, because that's the other thing. It's a big secret. We want to get it out there. We've talked in the community for years, but now, again, we've got 30 and 40-year-olds. And so if you're without insurance or you have a high deductible, one thing we have is the breast and cervical early detection program that's across all states. The CDC funds it, and then it partners with each state. So in Wisconsin, ours is called the Wisconsin Well Woman Program. Phone number is 414-286-2133.
Can you say that again?
414-286-2133. You do have to be eligible, and you must qualify, but the age is 40 to 64, and there are exceptions for younger and older, and they will go into details about what those are. You do have to meet certain criteria as far as your finances. They will ask you questions, but that's a powerful resource that we have in this state. And then there's another resource called the Well Badger Resource Center. It's housed with the Sue Ann Thompson's Women's Foundation. They are like our 211 for women. They have all types of technology for ladies to reach out, six different ways, text, chat. They have a QR code. They've got it all, and they just you call and ask for what services that you need. 1-800-642-7837. That's the phone. Okay?
And that's the number for who?
That is for the Well Badger Resource Center. Questions from mental health to child care to breast health across the state. It's available across the state. I just recently learned about that program. Had no idea.
And if you want that, just text women to 833-212-1017, and it'll send you back the information and the phone numbers. So if you know anybody in the neighborhood and you want to get them information, text women.
Yep. And then
go ahead.
Thank you.
Round robin.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I also want to mention there's a study for metastatic breast cancer. We're trying to enroll more African American women and Latina women. It's called the Everyday Count Study. It's held with MCW. It's here in Milwaukee as well as in Chicago. And if you want more information, you can contact 414-955-8819 or you can email edc@mcw.edu. And what this is a randomized study that help women one-on-one coaching with health and wellness. They give you one-on-one coaching on what to eat, what not to eat, diet and exercise to help you through your journey with metastatic breast cancer.
And that's been added as well. All you got to do is text women, WOMEN, to 833-212-1017. It'll send you all three of those phone numbers, the email, and everything.
Thank you.
We've got more.
And unfortunately, many women are diagnosed with breast cancer. But we have an African-American breast cancer support group right here in Milwaukee that has been around since 1992. So if you're diagnosed with breast cancer and you want support, we meet every third Saturday at Ebenezer Church of God in Christ on Martin Luther King Drive. For more information, please call Bonnie Anderson, 414-745-4684.
Does it cost to go to the support group? Is it free?
The cost for the support group is free, and we actually do a lunch
every
meeting. Ooh, so please, ladies, if you have been diagnosed with breast cancer, unfortunately,
free food.
Please give us a call.
And the time?
The time is 11 o'clock on that third Saturday of the month from 11 to 1.
Mm-hmm. All right. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. We've got the October Breast Cancer Awareness crew here who hopefully we can coerce in to come in at least once a quarter to really talk about these types of things. We'll be right back. It's 101.7 The Truth, Dr. Ken Harris for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. When it comes to your home, the smart play is trusting Gina Della and her team at Pella. This month, you can score a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella windows for as low as $297 a month with 0% interest for up to 60 months. That's like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to incredible defense played by Pella Windows, stopping the drafts. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Carla Harris, Cherie Harris, Julia Means, and Bonnie Anderson are all here for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Carla, it's all yours.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Cherie.
Yes.
Back to you.
Okay.
You've done something, I think, since your second diagnosis.
Yes.
And it's very brave of you, and I think it's going to benefit a lot of ladies. So tell them what you're doing.
So currently I have a YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/@CherieHarris2025. And it documents my journey with metastatic breast cancer. I did a series of videos before I posted them because it was just for me. Because I was mad. I was angry. I was depressed to be diagnosed a second time, and I was scared to share it with people because I didn't want to disappoint those who helped me through my first journey, and I didn't want to put the fear factor in women that, well, she got it again. What's the point of me going for a mammogram? And I decided, you know, I'm going to share it because I didn't know a lot about metastatic breast cancer. I didn't think it could affect me, and I didn't understand what that meant until it happened to me. And so I just felt like sharing my journey, what I'm going through currently, is going to help somebody. I know it's helping me just to put it out there because I do overshare quite a bit. And I just wanted to make it a comment. I want the conversation to be as casual as us talking about getting our hair done or the blood pressure medications we have to take, or, you know, we talk about weight loss. I want the conversation to be that casual because it's so taboo sometimes to talk about you have stage four. Because I have to admit, when they told me I had stage four, the first question I asked, how long do I have? Mm-hmm. What do I have to start getting my affairs in order? And they just gave me this look like, what do you mean? This, you have, as long as you have, it's based on your treatment. And they used targeted therapy based on my DNA. And I said, okay. And so the channel received a lot of positive feedback from people who just say, I'm watching you, thanks for sharing. And I love that because I'm not in the media stream, you know, media like I used to be, so I'm not able to share like I used to, but just having that YouTube channel, if it touches one person, that's great. That's what it's meant to do.
Thank you. Miss Bonnie Anderson, you've been at work with Nurses Affecting Change for how many years?
Well, when I was diagnosed with breast cancer, I had a lot of support. My diagnosis was not really scary because my twin sister is a nurse practitioner, so she went through the whole process with me. But I began to run into women. I began to run into women who had problems, many more challenges than I ever thought, you know. And most of the challenges, because they had late-stage breast cancer, the early diagnosis. So I began to study a lot about breast cancer and realized that early detection does make a difference. Mm-hmm. Does make a difference. Is this thing on me right?
That's fine.
Yes.
Yeah. Early detection does make a difference. So at first I would just go around the community and educate women mm-hmm. about breast health and breast cancer. And I was approached by quite a few providers here in Milwaukee, Dr. Walker being one of them, Julia Griffin being another, and we decided that we needed to do a little bit more than just educate women. We had a circle of influence already because women were coming. They were listening.
Right.
They were listening. So I decided, you know what? It's time to push it a little bit further. So I started Nurse Effect and Change. So what we do, we go into the community. We go to churches, apartment complexes, schools, wherever we can go, where women are. And we do clinical breast exams, help women get mammograms. Those who don't have insurance, we teach them about the Wisconsin Well Women's Program, those kind of things. And we've been doing this now since 2011.
How do you conquer the aloneness, though? Like when you find out that you have it and you retreat, you know, you go inside yourself and, oh, my God.
It's what happens is, I think, this is just my thinking on this. Just because you're diagnosed with breast cancer, it doesn't change who you are. So women, if you're a woman who empowers yourself to learn, mm-hmm. that's what you do. Mm-hmm. If you're a person who's afraid of almost anything, that's what you do.
Right.
If you have any kind of mental issues or behavior problems, those things are there too. So I think that's what happens because thanks to my friend Carla over here, I have met so many women who had so many problems that breast cancer was not the greatest issue.
Yeah.
So you put breast cancer in front of that, mm-hmm. and some of these ladies didn't even want to have treatment.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And because they had behavior problems, and several of them died mm-hmm. because they just couldn't see, they couldn't figure out the breast cancer issues. I think mostly because their mental behavior problems.
So that's the support group. That's the support you can get
yeah.
that meets.
Well, you know what? Even these women that I'm thinking about, they didn't even come to the support group.
No. We've passed on ladies to each other.
They didn't even come
Maybe
to support
Maybe you
group.
Could talk to her, get through to her.
Well, okay. You know what? Usually I'm the one who can get through to them, but I've had some that no.
Right.
No. Okay. Yeah. And so, you know, it's unfortunate, but those ladies. So what we try to do is reach out to the ladies that we can make a mm-hmm. difference. You know, we try to make sure that we can make a difference. And it's better. It's better now than mm-hmm. it was years ago. It really is.
So what's the website you have now for Nurses Effect?
It's nursesaffectandchange.com.
So if you've got a group that you want to have the screening, you're doing a health fair, a resource fair, they give ladies total privacy, so it's not out in the open. And it's a well-oiled machine now. Nurses, nurse practitioners do the actual finger clinical breast exam for the ladies. And when I worked with them, or when I don't do it as often now, but you're teaching while you have the lady's undivided attention.
Yep.
So you're teaching her how to do her own own breast exam as well. So a lot of teaching goes on in those few minutes that you have alone with that woman.
Yeah.
So website?
Nurses Effect and Change. And you can also call. Some people think I'm kind of crazy because I always give my phone number out because I really want to make sure that we're doing this. So if you can't get my website, which is nurseeffectandchange.com, please call me. My name is Bonnie Anderson, 414-745-4684. And we will be glad to bring nurses to wherever you are, set up a program to do clinical breast exam programs. And a good piece about this program, I think, kind of, sort of, we don't consider an incentive to do it. But what we do is give a lady a gift card and a gift bag just to say thank you for taking care of yourself.
And how much is that to get you to come out to my group? They need to know.
Okay. We have a $10 gift card to Walmart.
No.
The program is free.
Thank you. That's what I was trying to get.
Free 99.
Thank you, Carla, for reminding me. It's a free service. Free 99. But you know what I'd like to give a shout out to for another program that's excellent?
Great.
ABCD.
Yes.
ABCD started 26 years ago. By Melda Wilson, a TV personality who has since passed on. And what ABCD does is match breast cancer patients with a mentor who has similarities to her. So if you can't figure out how to get to a support group or you prefer one-on-one, ABCD services are free. And believe me, there's nothing stronger are more powerful than sitting close next to a woman who's been there, done that, if you've been diagnosed with breast cancer.
All right.
One more thing. Do we have to go? Wait.
You've got a break.
Okay.
You got 30 seconds.
Coming back. Okay. Julia. What are we doing next week? It's the third Saturday of October.
Yes. And we're having a gala.
Yes. Right. We'll tell you about it later.
All right. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. I'm getting quadruple teamed by the, I don't know what to call y'all.
Pink Angels? I don't
Pink
know.
Pink Angels?
I don't know.
Study Hall with the Pink Angels.
There you go.
On Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Correction on the website. If you just text women, W-O-M-E-N, it'll send you all of the information. It'll have the phone numbers for Well Women, for Well Badger Resource Center, Everyday Count Study, support group phone number, and Nurses Affecting Change. So awesome. You don't have to ask for all that individual stuff. You can tell other people. If you want information, if you run into a woman who has questions about anything related to cancer, just tell them to text women, W-O-M-E-N, to 833-212-1017. That's it.
That's awesome. Okay.
Simple
Thank
and
you.
Easy. All right.
Okay, so next Saturday is the 18th, and the Breast Cancer Support Group, we're holding our third or fourth Breast Cancer Gala.
I think this is the fourth.
This
right?
fourth year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The fourth year.
So if there's a woman out there that's not a part of the support group, but she is a breast cancer survivor, come on out. We want to see you.
Come on out.
There are some ladies we only see once a year.
You are welcome.
You are welcome. And we're going to have a phenomenal speaker, mm-hmm. Dr. Adrienne Cobb. We're going to have fabulous food. And some of our survivors are going to rock the runway.
And is it, how much is it?
It's free.
It's free.
Free $99.
Do you see the common theme here?
Wait a minute. Y'all got food too?
We got food.
I'm coming.
It's going to be at Ebenezer. You have a role to do at the end.
Yes.
You've got a spot. You might be our photographer too.
Wow. I'll bring my iPhone. I got three lenses. So
okay.
I can do that.
All right. Okay. So we have 10 minutes.
You got like
how much
seven.
Time? Seven. Okay. There's something I
want to
talk
2 hours
about.
And they complained. See what I'm saying?
That's why y'all got to come back. It's burning in my heart.
That's
okay?
why y'all got to come back.
So I got to say this. Since October 1st, mm-hmm. out in our Milwaukee community, we've heard, many have heard, maybe not, that if you are a patient of Ascension Healthcare mm-hmm. and you carry United Healthcare Insurance,
right.
that you got a problem right now. And so we've gotten letters that said they're not able to accept United Healthcare. So what do you do? What do you do? Now, if you have an appointment coming up, you need to be, number one, aware. But hopefully, I'll just use my own experience. I got a lot of things taken care of this summer. So I'm not in a rush to get a new provider. Mm-hmm. But it's survival of the fittest right now. So I'm getting me a new provider. I like the ones I had. Maybe I'll get back to them. But I'm not going to attach myself and just leave myself open. They will eventually figure things out, the larger systems, mm-hmm. the health systems and the insurance. But in the meantime, what if you have a health crisis?
Right.
And then you walk... You start calling, and they say, oh, well, you need a referral. So we're in the breast cancer world. So let's use an example. I've got a breast lump. And you call to try to get in. They want you to get a referral from a doctor. You call the other health systems in the area, and they say, well, you can either wait to get in, find someone who's taking new patients, and then they'll say, I need a referral. Well, I haven't met you yet. Mm-hmm. I don't know you. So there's another delay. You got to get in and wait. So before you're in a crisis, women, listen to me, hear me clearly. Before you're in a crisis, find you a doctor. Find you a doctor. Get into that consult so they get a face-to-face with you. You've been there. They know you. And then if you have a problem during all of this while things are getting worked out, you have someone to go to. You can always, I understand being attached to a doctor you like.
Right.
But you got to take care of you right now. And you got to protect. You don't know. None of us know what the future is going to hold. So you've got to get someone that your insurance tells you that you can go to. So call United and say, who can I see? Where can I go?
Ask your friends, who do you go? Like, who's your doctor?
Well, if
that's
not
at
if they're
start.
In part, yeah,
may
that's
not
a start.
Not be taking
right.
patients yet.
They, right. Yeah, they may not be taking
right.
patients. Popular ones are hard to get into.
Right. Can I say something about that?
Girl? Absolutely.
You know, what has happened with the seniors, because most seniors, if you're over 65, have Medicare and a supplement. And the supplement all too often is United Healthcare. So what is happening a lot with the population that we see, because I work in long-term care, what we're actually doing is referring our residents to change their insurance for short term, because a lot of these older people really don't want to change doctors.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to Network Health,
mm-hmm.
which covers
enrollment.
So they're going
with
to that.
Open enrollment.
And they can,
mm-hmm.
they can
wow.
switch back to United Healthcare, which probably has a few more benefits
when they come back.
Than Network Health.
So there's
another
option.
A lot of older
option.
People want to keep mm-hmm. the same doctors, mm-hmm. the same doctors. So, because what happens if they go out of network, Medicare will pay 80% of it.
And then you got to pay
but the rest. They got to pay the rest of it. So that's mm-hmm. why a lot of them are going to Network Health right now.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it, ladies.
Thank you.
Carla Harris, Bonnie Anderson.
What's that, 7 minutes?
She ruined
Julia. We're done.
Julia, yes, we're
wow,
done.
Wow, that was fast.
And Cherie.
Don't forget, it's Metastatic Breast Cancer Day. The lights would be lit up. Sky would be lit up pink, green, and teal.
Oh,
so
awesome.
Those are the colors.
All
yeah.
right. Well, thanks for joining us. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Tori Lowe's show's coming up next. Want to say thank you. Want to say thank you. God bless. And take care. I'm out.
All right.
Be quiet.